US President Donald Trump has executed another policy swerve. Last week, he threatened to impose a 50% tariff on EU imports to the US by next Sunday, saying, "I'm not looking for a deal." Now, that deadline has been extended until July 9th for further talks on a deal. The president told reporters before boarding Air Force One late last night that his latest negotiating gyration resulted from a request from the EU Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen.
"She just called me, as you know, and she asked for an extension on the June 1st date. And she said she wants to get down to serious negotiation because I've told you specifically, haven't I told anybody that would listen, they have to do that. And we had a very nice call and I agreed to move it. I believe July 9th would be the date. That was the date she requested. Could we move it from June 1st to July 9th? And I agreed to do that. And that she said we will rapidly get together and see if we can work something out."
Olaf Gill is the European Commission spokesperson for economic security and trade, and he joins us now. Good morning, Olaf.
Morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
The Commission president said on social media that she had a good call with President Trump, but I guess to the general public, this all looks highly chaotic. What's going on?
Well, all I can say, Paul, is that if there is chaos, it's not on this side of the Atlantic. We've been ready to negotiate with the Americans for several months. In fact, we have been in meetings with members of the US administration where we were trying to make headway on some of these issues. So if the tweet or the statement by President Trump yesterday evening means that we're now finally going to get down to brass tacks, then we welcome that.
How far apart are the two sides at this point?
Quite far apart, I would say. Both sides exchanged documents for negotiation early last week. The distance between them was fairly substantial, but it's not an unbridgeable distance. And if President Trump's statement yesterday night is the kind of, the launch pad for us to get down to brass tacks and in a meaningful way try to bridge that gap, then we're ready to do so. Indeed, we've been ready to do so for several months.
Is the United States still making demands on things like value-added tax, which is a move that the Commission would never be in a position to deliver anyway?
I'm not going to comment at this point on the details of the documents exchanged because we're in the kind of mode where we have to keep a certain amount of things in those talks. But I would say that red lines for the EU have been made very clear by our president, by our trade commissioner, and that's not going to change. So we still are in the mode where we want to find deals with the US that benefit both sides. But let me be very clear, they have to be deals that benefit both sides, not just one side.
The blame games is ongoing. I mean, the US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said that the 50% tariff suggestion was to light a fire under Brussels and to force the Commission to make a high quality offer. Is he right in that?
Well, it's very peculiar that they say, that they want to light a fire under us, because we've been trying to light a fire under them for several months. As I said, we have been in direct sit-down, face-to-face talks with the Americans on several occasions where we're trying to move this thing forward in good faith and with energy. That hasn't happened yet. Yesterday now signals a change on the other side of the Atlantic, we welcome that and we're ready to talk.
What is it like to negotiate with the President, Donald Trump, who regularly says things which are not true, such as the European Union was formed to take advantage of the United States?
Look, we're just trying to move beyond the noise and focus on the details. We've presented to our American counterparts what we believe is a very, very good basis for a negotiation where both sides can derive benefit, where companies and consumers on both sides of the Atlantic could get a real, real gains. So we just want to ignore all the kind of bluster and noise going on in the background. We're ready to talk. That has always been the case.
And would you agree, though, that the European Union, when it comes to economic policy, does need to shake things up? And we do have a document. It's there in black and white, the Draghi Report on competitiveness. And this is something which could have been done, but hasn't been done with sufficient speed so far.
Sure, but that's a separate discussion. I mean, the top priority of the current European Commission, strongly supported by all EU member states, including Ireland, is to really have a laser focus on competitiveness, on completing the single market, on essentially making our economy all it can be, removing all the barriers to it being so, in the next few years. And I think you'll see, particularly with all this chaos around the world, you will see a very substantial effort and energy going into that in the coming years. And that can make a real, real difference. We said from the start that even in the worst case scenario where, you know, the worst kind of tariffs that we were talking about at one stage came in, if we were to remove these barriers to the single market, we would actually offset that damage. So if we imagine if we could, you know, if we can find good deals with the Americans plus strengthen the single market, that would be a real boon for our economy and a real boon for our citizens.
But it could go down the tubes, and the EU is making plans for what might happen, drafting a list of retaliatory measures which the EU could introduce. And for Ireland, any moves on pharma, medical, agriculture, the drinks industry could have major negative consequences. How advanced is the plan, moving from a draft plan to a finalised plan?
Look, in essence, nothing has changed in terms of the EU approach. At all stages, we have been very careful to consult with our member states, including Ireland. And Ireland, we're very well aware, is one of the most exposed to this situation, which I remind you, we didn't start. But Ireland is one of the most exposed, and that's very well understood and recognised here at the highest levels of policymaking in the EU. What has happened since this affair started is that the Americans announced tariffs. We said, please drop the tariffs, let's negotiate. When that didn't happen, we brought forward countermeasures of our own. Then the Americans announced a pause. We, as a good faith gesture, also announced a pause. Last Friday, Friday, I think President Trump said he was going to announce a 50% across the board tariff against the EU. We said if that happens, we have other countermeasures ready to go. We want to avoid that and we want to talk. And by the way, the pause that was announced a few weeks ago that I mentioned, that ran until July the 9th. So in essence, nothing has changed. We have this space until July the 9th to negotiate. That's what we want to do.
Olaf Gill, European Commission spokesperson, thank you very much for joining us. It's 21 minutes past 7.